In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Paloscha, with apologies to the Chutznikim, Parsha Paloscha, at the end of the fifth Aliyah, Moshe talks to, let's say, Yisro, tries to convince him to stay with Klal Yisrael. And he says, "Al not hazov otanu, don't leave us. Kel ken yodata chanusein minbar, you know where we camp in the midbar. Vayisa lanu le'inayim, you are eyes for us." It's very unclear. There's a gazillion pshat in the farshim. What does it mean, you are eyes for us? It's a very unclear. It's so unclear. Even Rashi is three pshatim, very uncharacteristically. Right? So Ibn Ezra says, eyes for us is like nowadays, the Bedouins, right? You know how to get through the desert. You can help guide us because you're more experts at, you're more of an expert at desert navigation. Rashi brings three other pshatim. And his third pshat is, you'll be as precious to us as, you'll be the apple of our eye, as we say. You'll be as precious to us as our eye. Someone protects their whole goof, they protect their eyes the most, we'll take care of you. Rashi's second shot is Vayisalan Inayim, like reminiscent of the phrase, Me'ene Ha'eda, you'll be our advisor, right? We'll come to you for advice and you'll enlighten our eyes with your advice, just as in Parshas Yisro, he gave us good advice. Rashi's first shot is perhaps the most challenging. He says, "Vayisa lanu le'inayim kitargumo." What's kitargumo? Says the targum ugvuran dis avidon lana chazena be'enach. You saw the great miracles Hashem did for us. Vayisa lanu le'inayim. You saw the great miracles Hashem did for us. Now let's talk it true. Yisro did see great miracles. It says he heard, Vayisro, he heard about miracles, and then he came to the Midbar and saw many miracles, but like the Sif Seichem already points out, is a difficult shot. Vayisro, you'll be our eyes. What do you mean you'll be our eyes? You saw the miracles, we also saw the miracles. Everyone saw the miracles, right? So what do you mean, like, you'll have your own eyes, right? What he's saying is, you saw the same thing all the rest of us saw. You know, so why is that special? And why is Vayisa lanu le'inayim? Sif Seichem says, okay, maybe that's why Rashi didn't just go with Onkelos as he often does. It's a difficult pshat. Okay, but what pshat in Onkelos? Not just the first pshat in Rashi. Targum Onkelos, lanu le'inayim, you saw Hashem's miracles. So did the rest of us. So did every kid in the encampment. So I heard a beautiful vart, the name of Rav Hillel Zaks, who is the, he passed away a number of years ago, Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron Kiryat Sefer, and in our yeshiva, he's the son of the legendary Bochein of our yeshiva of Mendel Zaks. So he says, what's pshat? Yisro saw. So did the rest of us. He said, no, we're in the Midbar. What happens? We get them on every day. And you know what happens? The first day, it's hard to imagine, you know. The first day, all of a sudden, they were hungry, and food came down from heaven. What a hispalus. Like, this is unbelievable. Like, mamish, a revelation, you know, that we never saw before. And the second day, I can't believe it. Hashem's raining down food from heaven. And the third day and the fourth day. And, you know, and eventually, you're like, okay, like, yeah, there's mud on the floor every morning. Like, what's the big deal? You know? Like, so what? And all of a sudden, Yisro shows up. And he says, I can't believe this. He wakes up in the morning. Everyone else wakes up in the morning, says, time for breakfast. Where's the breakfast? You know, it's served on the, you know, the platters are outside on the floor. And all of a sudden, Yisro says, this is unbelievable. You have man raining down from heaven. You have Hashem protecting you. You have Anani Akava. You have a Be'er. Yisro came and saw the miracles. And maybe we started to just take them for granted. Someone who comes with fresh eyes and isn't used to it day in and day out can all of a sudden see things that we forget to, not we can't see anymore, we forget to see anymore, and he becomes our eyes. And maybe that's what Moshe is saying. You're so precious to us because you came for, you heard things from halfway around the world, and they meant more to you than they meant to the people who are right there, because for you it was more of a chiddush. It was Paul, and you showed up, you saw things you weren't used to, and you reminded us that we have to wake up every morning and use our eyes and decide to see those things which we might forget to see because we take them for granted every day. And that's what he says, Vayisa lanu le'inayim. That was the tremendous zechus of Yisro and why he was so valuable for them. And of course, you don't have to join the party late, as it were, in order to be zocher for Vayisa Lanu Le'enayim. Ideally, we should be our own Einayim. And maybe, Rav Hillel-Zaks is saying, we could take a mussar from this, that there's so many things, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. You know, I understand. You know, we don't live in the Midbar. We're not the Dor HaMidbar. And we don't have mun raining down from heaven, and we don't have Anani HaKavod, etc. But you know what? We have lots of mun raining down from heaven every day. And we have lots of Anani HaKavod every day. And just imagine, right here in Eretz Yisrael, okay, all those Jews in Chutz Laretz who have to wait another week to appreciate this bar, we'll give you a little taste of Eretz Yisrael. Imagine what it felt like for the Jews in 1948, when after 2,000 years, against every single law of Teva in the entire universe, all of a sudden, like, people came back to their country after 2,000 years of gullus, against all odds, after persecutions, after inquisitions, after Holocaust, and the words of the Nevi'im started to come true in front of our eyes. How would that guy have felt? Whoa, this is amazing. It's like my whole lifetime is this moment. And what happens to us 75 years later? We're like, yeah, of course. Like, it's Eretz Yisrael. You get on a plane, you go there, and like, you know, like we're missing those Einayim. And maybe we could learn from a little lesson from Yisro, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from this, from the Pshat of Ungolus. Every once in a while, just stop and open our eyes to the Gevurin des Avidan Lei, and don't let them just pass by unnoticed. And if we do that, then maybe, just like Moshe told Yisro, we'll be Zocha to finish the journey and get to the Geula Shlema, Bezrat Hashem.